There is a common trend these days for mums to aspire to be super mums who can juggle work, family, friends, church commitments, and more all at the same time. If you identify with this, then stay tuned because we're going to discuss the potential dangers of living this way, as well as some solutions on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned mother recently contacted us with this question. How can I stop feeling guilty and resist the temptation to be superwoman? I'm a working mother with a preschooler and a couple of school-age kids who are also involved in lots of extracurricular activities. I have to admit that I feel bad whenever I'm not doing something productive. My family's schedule is so tight and there's so much to be done that I feel compelled to constantly work. And sometimes that involves multitasking all the time. If I don't, I quickly become gripped by the fear that things won't get done. We'd suggest that a new lease on life begins with an overhauled attitude. If you want to escape your burden of workaholism, and that's exactly what you're describing, you'll have to change your way of thinking and adopt an entirely new philosophy on life. Let's face it, the concept of the superwoman who does it all is not just a fantasy, it's a dangerous fallacy. In almost every case, it does far more harm than good. Nobody needs to be able to do it all. In fact, it would seem prideful to suppose that you can. What's more, that approach to life produces unhealthy and destructive stress. So let go of the idea that you can be everything to everybody and try implementing some of the following strategies for minimizing strain. First, don't feel pressured to do something productive every time you're faced with a block of free time. If your preschooler takes a nap on weekends, turn nap time into you time. Relax, read or have a quiet time, watch an enjoyable movie, take a bath. Turn off the accusing voices in the back of your mind and do something that makes you happy. Second, involve your older kids in family decision-making and household chores. Give them a chance to help you bear the burden. You may also want to consider limiting after-school activities to one or two favorites. This can alleviate excessive running around, allowing more quality time for family togetherness. Remember, too, that it's always helpful to bounce things off other mothers with children in similar age brackets. Sharing experiences and concerns with women in similar situations can remind you that you're not alone. Third, since you're in the workforce, find ways to chat to other working moms about the challenge of balancing and juggling home, office, school, and personal time. Discuss shopping ideas, where to get the best deals in town, meal preparation, planning meals for the following week, organizational tips, color coding a calendar with children's activities, or suggestions for fun things to do as a family. Save yourself some driving time by getting involved in a carpool. Fourth, bear in mind that working moms aren't the only ones who are tempted to behave like superwoman. Whether single, married, working wife, or stay-at-home mom, all need to learn how to prioritize time. There are some simple practical ways to do this. For example, you might try making a chart or table to help you divide and allocate your time according to order of importance: God, family, work, friends, self, etc. While you're at it, be sure to set aside some time specifically for the purpose of connecting with your spouse. Even if your marriage is healthy and good, you'll find that regular date nights will strengthen the bond between you and benefit your entire family. If you'd like to discuss this issue with a member of our Focus on the Family's counseling staff, please get in touch with us by calling 031-716-3300. Our trained counselors would be more than happy to help where they can. Finally, remember this simple tip. When all is said and done, one of the best things you can do for yourself, your marriage, and your entire household is to keep life simple. Make it your goal to breathe deeply, smell the flowers, and enjoy everyday pleasures. And don't get down on yourself if you can't do it all. Nobody can. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.